Hello. So Tiki provides a very powerful and flexible database abstraction layer, thanks to a concrete example which expanded for 3 years. We have learned a lot. As we start a similar project, we have time to reflect on lessons learned, pitfalls to avoid, and why not share everything with us, with you. So. First, I describe the context, what the project was about, how we did it, what the challenges were, and what we learned, the summary. So I'm Jean-Marc Lips. I discovered free software last century. I'm in the Tiki community since 2006. I live in Strasbourg. I'm alone in front of you, but I don't want you to believe that I did all that alone. It was a team project. It was headed by Evolu Data, and a lot of people, helped. Some of them are in the room. The customers were the PEAK team from Institut National de Santé Publique du Québec. The end users are medical testing laboratories. So that's the website. As you can see, everything is in French, but I'll, translate as much as I can, and I translated before I did the screenshots. It's a way of cheating. This is the team. It's quality control, actually. And what they do is that every year they produce biomedical samples. They ship them to registered labs. So PEAK ships. And the labs have to register. They have to register because not all the labs do the same analyses. It depends on the machines they own. They have to be certified for all the analyses they can do, and so they have to choose them. Then they do the test and they send results, and PEAK analyzes the results, sales reports and recommendation, and this is what they called one campaign. And there are many campaigns which are linked to group together with in sous-programme, etc. That's one of the processes. They used to do that using faxes. So at first you think, hey, how hard is it to be better than fax? But actually, fax is hugely flexible. So for example, different medical disciplines did things for in different ways for totally valid reasons, so we had to adapt. And but there were also clever people, so they also used that project in order to kind of streamline and make them, their processes. So we met in the middle, everybody improved. And of course, there are other processes, but I don't have time to explain everything. That's just an example. So, yes. They also have every year to define, to draft, to review, approve, and publish the programs that the people can register afterwards and manage those registrations. So in the end, that's the website. If you don't have an account and if you're not involved in the process, it does not match in it for you, even if you understand French. So what's in it is, this is, for example, the example of what I mentioned, that's the management of the program. So they have all the interface they need. They can edit it, they can view it, they can go and edit the campaign which are linked to the sub-program. They can go to other pages. There's a lot of it. Every table, as you can guess, is actually data linked to this program, but in other tables, and sometimes in all other tables and other tables. So it's not simple. That wasn't too hard. That's the process where they approve, they discuss on it. That's just comments, and then they validate it when they agree together. This is actually the same sub-program, but that's the end user view. So we have that flexibility, and also that's where they actually click when they want to register, as I said they would. But there are lots of variety. Here is another program. They have plenty more campaign. You can click on them because it's not the time of the year when they register. So as I said, it's rather complex. How we did it? Tiki, in case you don't know, has plenty of features, and you have to choose the ones you want for each project. So basically, we use the wiki pages in Tiki in order to embed widgets, which we call plugins, in the wiki pages, and that's where the logic is. Well, you can also use them for documentation. We have file galleries. We don't use them a lot, but there are some documents to share. Trackers is the huge thing. Trackers is the Tiki name for the database abstraction layer, because it's starting at is starting started as a bug tracker, which grew and grew and grew, and now it's a full-fledged database abstraction. But it's hard to rename things after the fact. Each tracker item still has a status, open, pending, etc., and we use it. The categories are useful because that's what we use for the permission system. The scheduler, I'll get back to it. It will be simpler. The performance related features. The main one is that, when you have a lot of data, the important thing is how you search and index it. And the default is MySQL full text, but you really need to install Elasticsearch for that. We really had to, because there are too many limitations, especially in the number of fields that MySQL can do. And the rest are basically, we had to raise everything, and it's easy to do because we do it within Tiki. It's just configurable, so all the time we doubled some memory limits, etc. So trackers. Trackers are basically, you can think about trackers as tables. Each tracker is a table. We have 86 of them so far and still growing. This is the tracker admin view, which end users don't see, but the customers love it because they feel empowered. They can see what's going on. They can edit stuff. We have activated inline editing, so when you see that, you can click on any of those little widgets and edit what's there, correct typo, filter on what you want to see, sort on every column, etc. So that goes out of, that allows to do a lot of things without bothering to set up a whole workflow, and it's really useful. So I said that trackers are like tables, and tables have fields. So there are plenty of kind of fields, and these are also, you can just add them, etc. So the useful ones were the auto increment was is really practical because it allows to access and display the item ID of each tracker item. Item link, it's super powerful. The item link, well, if you're familiar with SQL, think about foreign keys. The item link links to another tracker. So when you edit the item, you have a selection of items from the other tracker, and you can link two trackers. You can link tracker items from one tracker.